is, and keep going.
TJ Watt, the best defensive player in football, the best defensive player on the best defensive team currently in football, because the Steelers are holding opponents to 8.7 points per game, and it is the fewest points they've given up through 3 weeks since 2007, which was Mike Tomlin's first year on the job. And people tell you, if Tomlin had not worn that team down to its nub, to its bone, it probably could have gotten as far as the AFC Championship game, where, yes, they would have lost to an undefeated Patriots team, but they instead ended up losing that Jacksonville playoff game.
But it taught Mike a lesson about 2008.
Oh, yeah.
And then they won the Super Bowl because he went much easier on them.
Yes, that's a mark of a good coach. You have to adapt. You have to evolve and adapt or die.
Isn't that what Darwin said?
Darwin, weird guy. Not to get off on a side tangent here.
Just give me the 30-second elevator pitch on why he was such a weird guy. Evolution seems like a pretty straightforward theory.
I just think never like had any romantic involvement, loner.
Consumed by his work.
Yeah. Homo erectus, homo sapien, things of that nature.
He would go to the Galapagos and just study, man.
Yep.
That's called being locked in, Pony.
Steelers and Chiefs, only 3-0 teams. How much better are the Steelers than you thought? I said that this would be Mike Tomlin's first losing season. I no longer feel that way. I now look at them as a pretty good lock to make the playoffs. That's the jump I'll make. That's the leap I'll make through three games. I did not have them 3-0. I thought they would have either lost to Atlanta or I'll say Denver, because they have a bad history there before the season started. So I had 2-1 through three games. And so that would take me from 7-10 to 8-9. And the reason why I'm going to bump it an extra game, I think they're going to sweep the Browns now. That team is a joke.
They look bad.
And it was hilarious because the Steelers game ended so soon yesterday to flip over to that Browns game and watch the Giants do what they could to try to give the game back to Cleveland, missing short field goals, getting stopped on third and short, having to punt back multiple times in the fourth quarter, and the Browns being like, nah, we're good.
We don't need to
win this game.
We don't want it. You take it.
We'll let our fans boo Deshaun Watson incessantly and chant for Jameis Winston and...
They're more interesting with Jameis. If they would put Jameis in, they're more interesting, for sure. He's chaotic, but they're more interesting if he's out there, and probably more dangerous, too, because he's going to let it go.
So I think schedule doesn't look as intimidating as it did back when it came out in April, and they've legitimately, because of their defense, achieved a 3-0 record. None of these wins are cheap wins. And Denver looks better, and Atlanta looks better, even though they lost last night because of the game they gave the Chiefs.
Did I give them 8-9, Donnie? Didn't I say 8-9 just to be different for once?
Donnie said 9-8, no playoffs.
Yeah, I think I was going to say 9-8, and then I said, screw it, just put me at 8-9. But they look like a 10-win team right now, maybe an 11-win team. Justin Fields is the story because...
Playoff victory for Malsey now?
If you get the quarterbacking you got yesterday, yeah, they can beat somebody.
Well,
I'm asking you
to predict if they'll get that quarterbacking.
I have to see, but I think they're probably going to make it now. Their defense looks awesome.
So you still can't bring yourself to say playoff.
Not quite there. There's a lot of scar tissue there, man. They haven't won a playoff game in a long
time. All right, who
are
you now? Justin Galifianakis from Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Justin Galifianakis?
What's the guy's name?
Anthony Kiedis.
Is that scar
tissue? You weren't even close.
That I wish you saw or whatever?
Who is Justin Galifianakis? You just made a person out of... It's Zach Galifianakis. You made a person out of thin air there.
I did. Yeah. Well, he did have a song about scar tissue.
Yes, Anthony Kiedis did. The heretofore non-existent Justin Galifianakis did not. Don't you love that guy who sang with the E Street Band, Jim Smith? What was his name?
Jim Smith was my dad's best friend, and Jim Smith was also a special teams player for the Steelers in the 70s.
Jimmy Smith also, if you go to Jimmy Smith with the Jags.
How about Jimmy Smits?
Oh, yes.
I mean, you can't leave out Jimmy Smits. You ever need a character
and you want to talk about
your TV show, Jimmy Smits is the guy to go to.
And you know who you really can't leave out? Rick Smits, the Duncan Dutchman here. We could get all the way to the Indiana Pacers if we let this go far enough. I think their defense, Fields has been the story. Their defense went up against, and this is the quick sort of mental math I had to do here, Pony. I said Kirk Cousins looks completely washed. I can't give him a ton of credit after week one. Kirk Cousins proceeded in week two to go out against a Philly defense that suffocated the Saints yesterday, despite Jalen Hurts' best efforts to lose that game for them early on. Kirk Cousins went out there and went right down the field for a winning touchdown. They looked way better. They were maybe a pass interference call away from beating the Chiefs. So you have to give them more credit for that. Much to my chagrin, in the Survivor League I run in my neighborhood, Bo Nix went out and looked like a real NFL quarterback, an honest-to-God football player. They throttled Tampa Bay. Like, I have to give them higher marks for going into Bo Nix's house and making him look like a Skrabinski. And then yesterday, Herbert was cooking, don't get me wrong. He was starting to look like he was going to put up 24 or so on them. But guess what? You have to give them credit for knocking him out of the game.
And the reason
he was hurt coming in, but I need to make this clear, they still knocked him around.
Right. And they were able to knock him out of the game because the Chargers couldn't just rely on the run game because they completely shut that down. Gus Edwards, I think, was in witness protection yesterday, and he normally kills the Steelers. And J.K. Dobbins, who came in averaging 10 yards per carry, had what, 40-something yards in the game?
I think J.K. Dobbins had about two runs that I thought were good runs. He broke one out to the left, and then he had a nifty little cutback on a pitch play. And that was about it. And then they made the Chargers pretty one-dimensional, and they got to Herbert. As part of that, they got to Herbert. And getting to Herbert knocked him out of the game physically. If Herbert's fully healthy, if Bosa stays in, if they don't have offensive line injuries, maybe the Chargers win that game. But a lot of that stuff was caused, other than the pre-existing Herbert injury, by the Steelers being really good. And so when you have a defense that's looking legit and has made good or at least average offenses look pretty bad for the most part, I have to give you a lot of benefit of the doubt.
Donnie, are you flipping to playoff bound after taking that game in yesterday?
I mean, it's pretty hard given how things have taken shape through the first 3 weeks that they're not in a great position to, like, I think they're in a great position to make it.
Every year they've started 3-0 under Tomlin, they've won the division.
Exactly. And at worst, after this set of games tonight, they will have, I know it's still early, but they will be two games ahead of everybody else in the North. And we know that will end up turning into a meat grinder when the season gets down the stretch. But if they're making their hay now and they get out to some sort of lead when all the other teams are beating each other up late in the season, the Steelers would be the one to benefit for being ahead of the curve.
So are you changing 9-8 to something better?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to get the double-digit wins. The defense looks way, way, way too good. This is the defense we've been waiting for. Yep. For the last couple of years.
Hayward looks like a monster, by the way.
I thought Patrick Queen played his best game as a Steeler yesterday.
He should have had a pick, but I mean, he was all over the field. Peyton Wilson, when he gets in there, I always see him pop on tape.
And I like that now football ball knowers are coming around to my take that Nick Herbig is not just Alex Highsmith's equal, but he's better than Highsmith.
And if they had traded Highsmith straight up for Terry McLaurin, can you imagine where Justin Fields' development would be right now?
I mean, it's not a bad problem to have three edge rushers that are that good at one of the game's most important positions. But, I mean, this is when we knew the price tag of the defense, the coaching behind the defense. For the last couple of years, we've been saying, man, sure, they won't get back to the 2008 days, but maybe they can get close. Like, they should play up to that price tag. They should play up to the coaching. So far, they're doing that. I mean, they look like a group of badasses that nobody wants to handle on a Sunday afternoon.
If they're healthy, they're a problem. And what I like about them is that they aren't just one style. They can throw Roberts in there. You know, he plays a lot of snaps anyway, but they can. You want to run it right at us? Great. We have a bunch of guys who want to play very violent
Elliott,
football.
Deshaun Elliott, I think, helps with that,
right?
Too.
We have guys who want to play extremely violent football. You want to put some athletes out there, like a scat back or like some guys in space? Hi, we have Peyton Wilson. He's probably faster than anybody he's trying to cover.
It also, in going back to the edge rusher thing, years past, if they lose T.J. Watt, if they lose their best player, it's oh-you-know-what time. If he were to miss a couple of games here and there, it doesn't feel like they're in dire straits.
I think Highsmith's groin will be fine, but no one is sweating that if he has to miss multiple games. I'm not.
There's four or five other guys, Herbig, Hayward, as long as he stays healthy, Benton. They have disruptive players. They have guys who just disrupt what the other team wants to do. And I thought Porter had a nice bounce back game. There were two plays there. Well, after the play happened, like the rest of the game.
Yes, there were
two plays.
Yes.
Obviously, he gets caught, you know, watching the paint dry and gets a touchdown put on him. And then Johnston had like a very easy catch, and I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be a long day. And then he recovered nicely with a couple good plays, tackle for loss. I already had them losing to Atlanta, and I had this game as a coin flip. And if you had told me Herbert was definitely playing Friday, I would have probably picked the Chargers just because I would have thought he would have made the difference. So if I had them at 8-9 and two games I had as losses are already wins, I'm already at 10.
But you still can't get yourself to say they're going to win a playoff game. You're still just stuck on that. And so am I.
Well, because I think, like, you, if you asked me this in 6 weeks and they have, you know, that many more games from Justin Fields where, like, holy crap, okay, it looks a lot like this Chargers game or better, I'd probably start to sing a different tune. But I haven't seen that
yet. Is it
yet.
By Justin Galifianakis?
Yeah, very bizarre. One of the things that has me encouraged about them this year, and I still think this is eventually going to turn from the NFL's perspective, the league is not a big-time passing league.
No. There's only two 300-yard